This is James Corbett of The Corbett Report, and today I'm talking with Kate Prince of TheFrugalZone.com and a co-author of numerous ebooks about money-saving tips, including the $10,000 Challenge. Kate Prince, thank you very much for joining me today on The Corbett Report.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to write this book and also start TheFrugalZone.com?
Sure. Well, about 7 years ago, I downshifted my life, and that's my husband and I, decided that a good family life was more important to us than having lots of shiny things. And in order to do that, we had to learn how to get by on a lot less. And raising a family is fairly expensive. So it was a steep learning curve for us. It really was a steep learning curve. And I wish that I'd had a guidebook to help me through, show me the things that I needed to do, which could make a big impact on my expenses. So really, that's why we wrote the book. Now I'm an old hand at Frugal Living, and I wanted to share what I knew with everybody else, especially now that, you know, the economy has gone so horribly wrong, and lots of people are struggling and wondering how they can cut back and save money. Really now, I'm spending personally less money than I was, say, 2 years ago, even though I've got three children and they've got humongous appetites. I'm spending less on food and utility costs. So, I got together with the Corbett Report's own dictator hater, and we put the book together along with the website. And so far, we've had a lot of positive feedback on the book. So we know that it's already helping people, and we hope it'll help a lot more people in the future. We wanted to put everything that we knew about saving money in one easy-to-use guide. We know there's plenty of information around on the net, but finding good stuff takes time, and a lot of cases, the sites, they want you to hand over money for their books, and we didn't want to do that. We wanted to be a free resource for people. And also, which maybe will resonate with your listeners, is we wanted a chance to sound off a little and hopefully educate people about the ways that we're all manipulated every day into spending money that we don't have on things that we don't need. And, and if you don't mind, something I'd like to get across to your listeners is that they're being manipulated too. They're probably familiar with the term sheeple and may use it themselves to describe a certain kind of person. Well, you know, if you're buying prepackaged junk at the supermarket, or you're spending a week's grocery money on a single meal at a restaurant, then you're a sheeple too. We all are, because we're all manipulated from cradle to grave. And I really do believe that adopting a more frugal lifestyle and becoming more self-reliant, refusing to participate in consumerism at the level that we are, it's part of the solution to our current predicament. So, you know, take a good hard look at your own lifestyle and ask, is it part of the problem or is it part of the solution? We're all familiar, I think, with the debate surrounding population reduction. It's unpleasant, but our lifestyles here in the West make that whole thing possible. You know, look at the water we consume for a start, not just what comes out of our taps, but the water that we use, that's used in everyday manufacturing for the products that we use. Look at everything that we throw away. That's resources being used. It's energy being used. And then we throw it away. We're so wasteful. Someone famous, I forget who, said there's abundance in this world for every man's needs, but not for every man's greed. And that's so true. So next time you hear anybody talking about population reduction, you know, first of all, suggest that they take their own carcass off the planet, if that's their attitude. But if they're not living a frugal lifestyle themselves, then they need to shut up because they're part of the problem too. And that's what I think about that. And I think frugal living, being more resourceful yourself, is a big step forward in solving the problems that we've got.
Well, absolutely. You raise a number of important points there, and I think something that will resonate with a lot of my listeners. There's no doubt that we've been brainwashed for a long time into a matrix of consumer society. And yeah, I think you raise some valid points about frugality being... I think a lot of people have some connotations with that word frugality, but I think one way to look at it is simply being self-sustaining and being able to survive without that dependency on the matrix and the consumer society that we've been brainwashed into. A number of excellent points there. Well, let's get into some of the ideas that from some of the books. First of all, let's go over what ebooks are available from the Frugal Zone.
Okay, well, we've got the main book, which is called The $10,000 Challenge. And in there, you'll find all of the money-saving tips that we could think of. Easy money-saving tips. You know, you don't have to go crazy here when you're first starting out. So that's the first one, The $10,000 Challenge. To go along with that, we've got the Frugal Zone Recipe Book. Basically, any meal that you prepare yourself from basic ingredients is going to save you a lot of money, and it's going to taste good if you learn how to cook, and it's not hard. So we've put into the Frugal Zone Recipe Book easy to make, nutritious, tasty meals, which aren't expensive. And believe me, you do not have to eat beans every day, you know, bean-based meals every day to save money. You can eat meat every day if you want to. You need to make it an ingredient in the food you're eating rather than the main part of your meal. Don't put a slab of meat onto the plate and then a few side dishes around it. It needs to be an ingredient rather than the main thing. And you can eat well. We've got recipes in there. If your favorite Chinese meal that you would normally eat in a restaurant or order in, you know, you can make it at home, very little money, same with Indian food. And they're very, very tasty and very nutritious. So that's the recipe book. And then we've done a little downsizing Christmas guide since we're almost there this year. Again, with, you know, just our take on how crazy the whole, you know, thing has got. We don't even call it the Christmas season anymore. It's been morphed into the holiday season so that we're all politically correct, and that's even been morphed into the shopping season now, if you can believe that. I'm sure you've heard that, which is ridiculous. So, you know, we've got some low-cost gift ideas in there and just some thoughts to maybe help you get your mind in the right place about what Christmas is supposed to be. We don't go on a whole religious quest there, but we think it ought to be toned down just a little bit, this mass spending. And unfortunately, people, well, whichever way you look at it, people are being forced into that now, given the way that the economy is. And that's difficult for people. When you're forced into something, it's much more difficult than if you choose it.
Absolutely, that's true. And if I'm not mistaken, there was another book The $10,000 Challenge was the main book. Tell us about some of the tips from that book.
Okay, well, I think a very easy money-saving tip that everybody could do and everybody should do is go around and replace your light bulbs. Take out your old incandescents and put in the compact fluorescents. Now, I know there's a controversy because these bulbs do contain a small amount of mercury, but I've seen people run with this and go, oh, yeah, blah, 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 this is really bad, we shouldn't be having these. But if these bulbs never break, you will never be exposed to mercury in the first place. If you follow, and in the book we've got a link straight to a good information site about how to do a cleanup if they do break, if you follow all of those recommendations, you're not going to come into any danger whatsoever. Lots of stores that you buy the bulbs from will recycle them for you. Home Depot, for example, IKEA stores, they'll all recycle your used bulbs. So there's really nothing to worry about. I've been using these bulbs for years. I've never had one break on me, so I've never had a problem. I've got more mercury exposure in my teeth from my fillings than from my light bulbs. So I would urge people to go and just switch out your incandescents for the CFL bulbs. They're not expensive. And just as an example, if you run an incandescent for 5 hours a day, that bulb is going to cost you $20 on your bill for the year. If you run a CFL, it's going to cost you two or three. So there's a big saving when you factor that in across your whole house. That's a big saving that you can make. In my last house, I had, about 100 light bulbs. It was a big house. When I say we downsized, we did downsize. I had about 100 bulbs, and only a few of those were compact fluorescents. But, I really learned my lesson on that, and that's what I use now. And incidentally, there's an even better bulb coming out. Well, it's out now, but it's a touch expensive still. They're the LED lights, and they have like a 200,000 hour lifespan, and will produce you 60 watts of light for just consuming 5 watts. They're incredible. And the price is coming down on those all the time. So keep a lookout for those. But, that's just a small saving on your utility bill there. We've got lots of others in the book. The things that I've done over the years, I've put in the book. And my electricity bill now, even though utility costs, they've risen 30% this year, 30% last year, my bill is less than half of what it was 3 years ago. So it does work. And there's just absolutely no point putting money for power that you don't need to use. So anyway, that's kind of a little bit about utilities. But the biggest things that you can do, and the easiest things that every family can do, if you have cable TV, cancel it. Okay, look and see if you're tied into a contract for 12 months. See what your cancellation fee is, and if you're happy with that, cancel it. You can watch any TV show that you want for free online. Okay, we've got a couple of sites listed in the book you can go to. We found another good one this week. That's on the website. And any show, all the current shows, they're all there online for you to watch for free. Movies too. Even the networks, if you go to their main site, they'll often have a listing of their current dramas and other entertainment shows, and you can just watch them right there on their site for free. If you don't want to sit and watch on your computer monitor, get a TV out card, pop it into your computer, and link over to your big TV, and you can sit in comfort and watch, and you're not paying a penny for your TV. That's going to save you, on average, $60 a month, okay? So there's one thing. Mobile phones, I do have a bit of a problem with mobile phones. I don't think they're safe, and if you've got children, you really don't let them have a mobile phone. But if you're going to have one, if you need one, you need to be contactable. You want your children to be able to contact you in an emergency, get a prepaid phone. Instead of paying $40 a month on a contract, you can have a prepaid phone, $7 a month. You've got a good amount of minutes included in that, so you can make calls. People can call you as much as they like, and you've made a big saving. So your cable TV, your mobile phone, eating out, okay? My goodness. I can feed my family for a week on what one meal for us eating out in a restaurant costs. So if you just cut one meal out, or one takeaway meal out of your menu for the week, you can save another $40 a week. So add all those up, that's a monthly saving of $260. Might not seem like a huge amount, but then it's what you do with that money that makes the difference. So if you've got a credit card debt, say $8,000, interest rate 18%, you're going to be making the minimum payment, most likely, which is 4% of your balance. Roughly, that's $320 a month. If you only make that minimum payment, you're going to be stuck with those payments every month for the next 14 years. Now, if you don't believe me, head over to bankrate.com, use one of their calculators they've got there, they're free to use, plug in your own numbers and see how much paying the minimum on your credit cards costs you. It's phenomenal, okay? Now, take that $260 that you're not spending on cable, mobile phones, and a meal out once a week and use it to overpay. If you can overpay on that particular debt by $260 a month, your debt's going to be gone in 16 months. Not 14 years, 16 months. It's gone, it's finished, okay? Now, what do you do next? Well, now you have all this spare money each month because your credit card debt's gone. Then you apply it to your mortgage, apply that amount to your mortgage each month, and this is where the savings get huge. On an average, say $200,000 mortgage, with that level of overpayment each month, you're going to save $170,000 on your mortgage, and you'll cut your mortgage term in half. You know, really, go and use the calculators at bankrate.com. Go and see what you can save. Because, you know, these small adjustments now, they can result in tremendous savings if you take a longer-term view. And you haven't lost out on anything. You've still got to watch your TV shows. You've still got a mobile phone to use. And you're still eating good food. You're just not eating it out at the restaurant. So, you know, the choice is yours. I would make those cuts to save $170,000 on my mortgage. So there you go.
Absolutely. That's an incredibly important point. I think debt of any kind, but especially credit card debt and mortgage debt, is especially dangerous because, of course, people do tend to think of it as a minimum monthly payment that just needs to be made instead of thinking about getting rid of that debt. So, yes, absolutely. If people can apply any of these savings to their debts, that's absolutely what you should be doing, especially at this moment in time as the world economy starts to destabilize in very troubling ways.
Absolutely. And, you know, those were just a handful of the money-saving tips that we've got in the book. There are lots more, so you can save a lot more.
Absolutely. I can attest to that. I've read through the books myself and lots of incredibly good tips in there, many that I haven't applied yet for myself, but I'm sure I'll be able to trim quite a bit off of my budget when I do. Well, tell us a little bit about the recipes. You say that you have a family to feed with a large appetite. I think many of my listeners might be able to relate to that. What are one or two of the best recipes that you've found that satisfies your family on a budget?
Okay, well, we love Indian food, and honestly, we used to pay, gosh, I mean, we're English, as I'm sure you can tell from my voice. We would pay for a takeout for, say, four people, £40, which is a ridiculous amount of money. I can make, or rather my husband can make, because he's a fantastic cook, he can make a much better meal for £4. So it's a huge saving. And we've got a good few Indian recipes in the book, you know, curries. We love them. The side dishes that you would order, if you would order, say, naan breads or chapati breads, they're not cheap, but you can make them for pennies. And what we like to do with curries or with casseroles, spaghetti bolognese, lasagna, anything like that, we like to make a huge batch of it in one go. So, you know, all the prep's done, all in one go. The family joins in. We get the kids peeling and chopping. They help. It's helping them to learn how to cook, and it takes some of the work away from us. We make up a huge batch, and then we freeze it. We just pop it all into meal-sized servings and put it in the freezer. And then all we have to do, you know, we've spent maybe 2 hours cooking, but not all of that time is spent on cooking. A lot of the time is spent, the dinner's cooking, you're doing something else. You just have to go watch it every now and again. So we've spent that time. And then whichever night we want to eat that, we just take it out in the morning, out of the freezer. It's defrosted. We can eat it up in the evening. So that's bulk cooking, and that does save a lot of time and a lot of effort, and it will stop you from thinking, you know, you get in the door at 6 o'clock and you're tired and you think, hell, I am not cooking. I'm tired. My feet hurt. That's it. I'm sitting down for the day. Reach for the phone and order a pizza or a Chinese or something like that. You don't have to, because your meal is sitting there. It just needs to be warmed up. So that's a way that it can save you quite a bit of money, because you're not reaching for the convenience of somebody else cooking your food. So that's Indian food. It's so cheap to prepare, and it's so tasty. The spices aren't expensive. They keep for an awfully long time if you buy them in bulk. That's another thing. Do not buy herbs and spices in the teeny little jars in the supermarket. Go find an Asian grocer and buy them in a great big bag. It's so much cheaper. And if you want herbs, grow them in a little pot on your windowsill or just outside. You get fresh herbs for pence instead of the money you're paying the supermarket.
Absolutely. Well, you've hit on my own personal weakness there, because Indian curry is one of my addictions in life. So any way that I can get that for cheaper is absolutely, definitely to be sought for. Kate, tell us about the website, to thefrugalzone.com.
Well, with the website, what we wanted to do, obviously, was have a place where people could learn about the book and get hold of it. But we also wanted to present more information, because although there's a lot of information out there, I think the majority of people are never going to find the information about a lot of the conspiracies that are going on, that are affecting all of us. They're really never going to come across it because they're not searching for it. So what we hope is that by coming to find ways that they can save money, they'll also see other information that we've put on the site, some of the videos and stuff like that, and maybe open their eyes just a little bit and make them think, well, gosh, this isn't right and this shouldn't be happening. And how come I didn't know about this before? I've got a good video on there, which is about the water situation. It's called A World Without Water. You may have seen it. And that's a real eye-opener and really points the finger at the corporate world, especially, I'm not going to say the name, I might get into trouble for that, but the biggest soft drink manufacturer in the world. And it just shows you that by how, you know, if you're buying their products, that you're destroying lives on the other side of the world, and we really shouldn't be doing that. It's outrageous that we would do that. So, you know, I'm hoping that people come in, look for money-saving information, but they find a lot more. You know, we've also got on there links to some good sites, Angel Food Ministries, for example. If you're struggling with your weekly food bill, you can go to Angel Food if there's one near you, and you can get a box of groceries to feed your family for $30. Follow the links on the site. You see the current menu for the month. All you do is find your nearest center, which you can do straight there online. Order your box. You can order as many boxes as you want, $30 a box. You're going to eat. If even you get to a point that's too much for you, we've got links to the Feed America site, which is the food pantry, food banks, so you can get help there. What else have we got? We've got free samples, links to free samples. Everybody likes to get something free through the door. Right now, there's a good offer. You can get a free packet of Huggies baby wipes if you can think of a use for those, even if you don't have children. They're great for cleaning up hands in the car or anything like that. You can get a completely free one. So take a look. We keep that updated. So that's the website in a nutshell. That's what we wanted to do. But to find out more about the website, come and have a look. We'd love you to read some of the posts, comment, whether you agree with us or not, leave a comment. It's all good.
Absolutely. And I do recommend my listeners check out thefrugalzone.com. I imagine recently, given the economic turmoil that's been happening, there's been quite a bit of interest in your site. What kind of feedback have you had so far?
It's been good. It's been positive feedback. We know that, you know, the comments that we've had, emails that we've had, people have found the book helpful. So we're just hoping that a lot more people find the site and can make use of the information that we've got. Obviously, with a new site, it's really hard to get out there. The internet's very competitive, and it's thoroughly frustrating to me to see other money-saving sites with less information than we have that are not updated, that are so out of date. Up there on the rankings, if you search for frugal living or money-saving tips, they're right up there, and they're not incredibly helpful. Yet we are, but we're really struggling to make an impact. So please come and visit us.
Absolutely. I really do recommend it. And of course, people can download the ebooks that we talked about earlier for free from the website. But if people want to support you and your work, how can they do that?
Well, all that we ask is if you download the book, if it helps you save some money, don't forget us. We've got a tip jar. You can leave us a dollar and say thanks. That's all you need to do. That'll help us to keep, you know, pay for the server and anything else. That's all we ask that you do. But basically, we want people to have a way to save money. It's gratifying to us to know that we can help people in that way, and stick it to corporate world just a little bit by doing that.
All right. Well, an excellent and informative website. Again, I suggest my listeners go there, check it out. And if you like the information there, please donate and help support this type of work. Kate Prince, it was very good talking to you, and best of luck to the Frugal Zone and all your work in the future.
Okay, thank you. And you too. Your site's very important.
Thank you very much.